I tell you the thing that slows us down the most when writing good books. It is coming up with all of the things that you need to write about to add your expertise, to make the book and to turn it into something that's substantial. And so you're out there and you're watching this for the first time and you're thinking to yourself, I can get out there and I can write a book in rapid time and really, 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 really fast.
To build a successful business is not that difficult. You can do it just the way you are, actually. You don't need to change you. Actually, you're fine. Welcome to the Self-Made Millionaire Podcast, the home for the ambitious, outcome-driven individual who wants to leave their past behind and create their next million. If that's you, you have found your place.
Okay, so jumping right in and let's get started. So a little bit about me is I talk fast. And, you know, since you get the replay, you can listen fast or you can, you know, get the replay and take notes later. But I just want to get through it. So I want to say a big welcome to all of you. Welcome to the 5-day, 6-figure author challenge, which is a lot of words, but it's really fun. So we're going to have a lot of fun this week, and it's all about writing books. So here's what we're going to do over the next 5 days. Today, I'm going to show you how to create a 6-figure book, even with no writing experience. Day 2, the emotional clarity method, because you don't just want a book. You want a book that builds a business. And we're not going to be talking about writing you know, books that become, you know, New York Times bestsellers, even though your book might become that. I'm not going to be talking about how you can, you know, hack the Amazon system and become number one in a category. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about the how to write a book that is highly profitable. Is that okay? There's many other people that talk about how to write books and write stories and fiction, this, that. I'm going to show you how to write a book that allows you to build a business, allows you to make money, allows you to have freedom. Does that sound good? On day 3, I'm going to talk about the millionaire author mind shift, how you can shift your mind, stop procrastination, overcome doubt, and finally make it happen. Can I just ask real quick, how many of you have had an idea for a book or thought about being an author more than once in your life and you still don't have a book? Is there anyone that thought, you know what, it'd be good to have a book? Who's even started a book? Who maybe even has written an introduction and not finished? So I find a lot of people start but never finish their books, you know, and now having about 7 books finished, I know what it takes to make that shift. Day 4, I'm going to talk about the book profit formula that ensures you make money, plus 9 ways to make money from your book. I know that seems about 8 more than most talk about, but we will talk about 9. And then on the last day, I'm going to give you a 12-week book to profits plan, how to automate your writing. I know, doesn't that sound like a dream? And launch a book in just 12 weeks. So super excited to be here and take you through those 5 days. Does it sound like a good 5 days to you? It's completely free. You get the replays for the week. If you want to purchase them, then you can. That's your choice. So my vision is to help entrepreneurs make more money in less time so they can do what matters most to them. It's not about the money. It's about the time and what you do with that, isn't it? It's about what you can apply your life to. And what I find is the number one reason why people don't have the life the way they want it is structure. The second reason is the finances. That's what I notice. Number one, is they're not on the right conscious structure. They're not accessing their superconscious. And the second is they don't have the finances. So my job is to try to, you know, really help that shift. So over the next 5 days, my vision is to help you to create a best-selling book topic, design the content, and have a clear roadmap to 6-figure success. Or maybe just a few thousand a month. Like, I don't know, how many of you would just be happy with a book that makes more money than it costs you? You know, like as a starting point, it makes, you know, a little bit of passive income. I mean, when I think about a book, even if you have a book making a couple thousand dollars of profit a month, that's millions of dollars worth of real estate, right? Like most people, if you have a $1 million house, are very, 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 very lucky, very fortunate to clear a few thousand dollars a month if they have $1 million of housing assets. Can I just ask, who knows that to be true? Someone type in true that the real estate game, if you have $1 million of real estate, you're very, very, very unlikely to be producing a few thousand dollars a month. And so my goal is to show you how a book, you can literally write yourself into the quote, you know, $1 million asset bracket really, really, really quick, right? It's so important to get that. So I want you to know there is no reason not to be making the money you deserve. Actually, I should cross that out. There's no good reason. There's many crappy reasons, but there's no good reason to not be making the money you deserve. And anyone can actually write a high profit book in a few short weeks. Anybody. I really mean that. Anybody. And I'm going to show you how to do that really quick in just a minute. So at the end of the week, I'll offer you to join me in a 90-day full challenge where we'll actually launch the book, get it on Amazon, and get it making money. Can I ask, who's all in? Who would love to spend, you know, not just 5 days, but you know that writing a book is going to take some time, and spend 90 days with me? Because I will offer you to join that if you choose to. And if I can prove to you that it's actually worth $10,000 and that you will easily make great money from a book, would you invest half of that to have me coach you through the process? Like, if I could really show you over the next 5 days how we can definitely guarantee, and I'm going to go right into it today, would you do that? Because that's my goal. And I want to just let this out there up front is I would love to coach you into launching the book. The next 5 days, we're going to help you get clear and help you write it. And it's going to be really fun. So until then, my goal is to have you clear and focus on creating a new book idea. But is it a deal? Can I just get a little bit of clarity? Is it a deal? If I can show you how this isn't just worth $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000, like if I can show you how it's worth that, would you continue? Yeah, is it a deal? I mean, it's hypothetical. So let's just focus on the 5 days. And my goal is to show you how to get yourself into big momentum so that it's a complete no-brainer. So hey, let me take you back to August 2023, okay? I was sitting in the African jungle. My life was about to change. I mean, it was changing. I was in Africa, and my life was about to change, and I didn't know it. So after a day of chasing around lions and cheetahs in the wilds of Africa, literally, and by the way, I just want to clarify, this is a game reserve. We were watching the animals. We weren't hunting them. I was sitting in luxury, beer in hand, lost in my own thoughts. And looking out over the Sabi Sands, this amazing place, and there's a picture. That's actually me there sitting with the beanie on there, just taking it all in. And it was phenomenal. And my life was about to change, but I didn't actually know it. Right? I didn't know it. And what happened was I got this text message. It was our last day of an 11-day adventure. It had been super transformative. I'd spent an amazing time out there. And in fact, actually, we now are in the end result, and we've got a contract on a piece of land, which is really exciting. It's a dream come true. We are purchasing 15,000 hectares of African wild land, and we're going to have a soul safari lodge out there. How cool is that, by the way? We're going to be taking people out there. We'll do writing retreats. We're going to be doing meditations out there. It's going to be amazing. So anyway, I'm sitting out there having this amazing time, and then suddenly my phone jolted me out of this daydream, right? I don't know how, but it got connected to the Wi-Fi somehow. It's buzzing away like crazy. And, you know, I got up over and I looked at it, and I was a little bit miffed, you know, I was a little bit annoyed. And I went over there, and this screenshot was at the top of one of the things. So I opened it up, and I couldn't quite believe it, because what had happened was one of my team was actually uploading the week before my new book, The Superconscious Path. And you can see there that the Superconscious Path has literally only just started. And as they were uploading it, they'd realized that I'd let my tax ID on Amazon skip in January. And so there'd actually been 7 months of payments just sitting in Amazon. And I hadn't received any of it. And so I want you to imagine this is your reality. $73,000 is just sitting there in royalties, ready to pay it out. You had no idea that it was even coming. And that was an incredible moment. I kind of got my phone and I ran over to my wife. I was like, look at this, you know, and it doesn't really matter how much money you've made. It's always exciting when you make $73,000. I mean, like, for nothing. And I was like, holy crap, you know, this was the moment my life was about to change, because in those 8 months, one book had made over $70,000. No cost, no ad spend, no team, nothing. Just there. Someone type in a wow if you think that's pretty exciting. That was just there, just happening. And it changed. It's why I'm doing this challenge, right? And it's so, 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 so cool. I was like, wow, that is so cool. And so what I realized is that Anyone can write a high profit book, and it can sit there and it can make you great money. I tell you the thing that slows us down the most when writing good books. It is coming up with all of the things that you need to write about to add your expertise, to make the book and to turn it into something that's substantial. And so you're out there and you'll watch this for the first time and you're thinking to yourself, I can get out there and I can write a book in rapid time and really, 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 really fast. And it is so exciting. If you've got the dream to be able to have passive income, I'm showing you the best way to do it right now. I showed someone how to do this, a guy from New Zealand. He wrote 23 books in 2 months using this process. It combines about three different apps together. Here's how it works in summary. Number one, we go to Amazon and we find already winning topics. Step two, we use AI GPT to structure a book out. Step three, we use other tools to go ahead and write the content of the book. Step four, we go back in and edit it ourselves, add our own voice to it, add our own stories, and check that it actually follows our philosophy. Then we get a plagiarism checker to go in and check it. We add images, which AI can do. And within a few weeks, you can have a book. And you can have a book that makes you money. You can have a book that gets you customers. You can have a book that allows you to finally build that business that you always wanted. So I want to talk to you about this and about how you can write and create books and make money. Now, let's just be clear about this. I'm not talking about trying to write, you know, in a creative sense and really put your heart. I'm talking about writing books that build your business and make money. Someone type in a yes if you get it. Right? I'm helping you to write books that make money, that give you freedom, that give you passive income and build your business. That's what I'm here to talk about. And so I'm not here to downplay those other beautiful things. I poured my heart into these books. This one, I poured my heart into this to write a fictional book. That's a different thing. What I want to see and what most people I see, that they're drowning in a sea of competition, right? And you got no way to kind of get ahead. And there's so much to do. And for the first time, entrepreneurs just getting started, they can get out there and they can write a book fast and they can position themselves in a way that can help. So look, back to what I was talking about and back to what we're here to do today, there's a lot of things that I want to share with you and I'm going to do my best to get through it all this week, okay? And it's so fun. And that's why I said, even if you have absolutely no experience, I can show you how to do it, okay? And so it's super exciting to me. And I want you to know, anyone can write a high profit book. Tomorrow, I'll show you how to structure it in a way to create sales, okay? So here's the thing. The first step is to decide what you should write about. And this is your number one outcome for today, okay? By the way, if you want to write a poetry book, that is super easy. If you want to write a cookbook, super easy. If you want to write a book that has your story as a memoir and then how to have them do it, this can at least do half of it. If you want to put a video on YouTube and then tell GPT to write the book based on that video, it can do it. It is so exciting what's possible. Okay, the key is to get on the right trend. So my question to you, and give me a yes if it's true, it's kind of rhetorical. If I can do that in a few minutes, could you do it in 3 months? Especially if you have me helping you. And so I want you to get more done with less. More money, more impact, less time, and less stress. We just launched Duncan Publishing, and it's a full service where we come in, you tell us your idea, and we go away with AI, and we write the whole book for you. And then we come and we interview you, we get your knowledge, we add your story, we get it all done. We're doing it's super exciting. We can get someone's book written in a matter of weeks, and all they have to do is be on a few calls and get interviewed. It is so cool. So why don't most people have freedom and abundance from their business in the way they want? Why don't they? It's because no one knows who they are, right? You likely have a good product, right? Just let me ask, do you have a good product, a good service? Like you have a good product or good service but not enough people know who you are. Like, are you a best kept secret? And so here's a big secret from me to you is I've used a book to build every business. I've been using books to build businesses for over 10 years. Now we can just do it really, really fast. So a little bit about me. If you don't know me, I founded conscious education company, The Magnetic Mind, and co-founded the Digital Marketing School. Done pretty well with books. You're Not Broken became a Wall Street Journal best-selling author. Been an entrepreneur for now 20 years. My current businesses do around about 20 million, just over, and valued at about 60. Here is the photo on the Wall Street Journal. We're on there. We got beaten by one book, nearly got to first place. We sold a ton of copies. It's built my companies to be very successful all around the world every single year, pulling that in. But in 2004, when I started my business, I just wanted to create a great life for myself. And I learned from everyone I could. I started with 15 different companies. Some worked and some didn't. I made my first million in 2009, and by 2015, my companies were doing about four. However, I didn't know. Like where I started, I didn't know. Like I just literally didn't know. I grew up in an employee household, okay? And like I just got told you work hard, get smart, save for retirement. I learned that you must trade time for money until you have enough to not need anymore. And it was linear growth, if that makes sense. Like it was just like hard work after hard work after hard work. And I couldn't figure it out. I tried new tactics, strategies. Does this sound like anyone? Sound like anyone you know? In 2013, I was so excited. I decided to create a personal development company called The Legends Academy, and I was ready to make millions. I told everyone I knew about it, posted on social media. Some people turned up and made some sales, and it felt great. And then I ran out of people. I went and put on my second talk, and with 24 hours to go, I only had two registrations. Has this happened to anyone, right? Like you literally, you got all this energy, and then you're like, okay, where are the customers? I tried everything to get attention. And no one was interested. I knew that if they turned up, I could change their life. But as much as I tried, no one seemed interested. Give me a yes if this happened to you. Like you have tried it and it's not working. I hired Facebook marketers. I spent thousands. People would register. They would click and they just wouldn't show up. I couldn't understand why. I was spending thousands posting every day and I was running out of money. I was desperate. I was hiring guru after coach after this. And I remember being so gutted and down. I was sitting at a pub and I asked my good friend and business mentor, I said, you know, why is no one turning up to my presentation? I was like, why? And he said to me some real hard truth. He said, Chris, people are busy. They don't see you as a priority. You're not an authority. Other things are more important. And it really hurts, but he was right. There weren't enough reasons for them to come and spend their precious time with me, which is, by the way, I'm so thankful that you're here. And so I asked myself, like, you know, what do I need to do to make what I'm doing a priority? Why would they turn up and listen to me? Like, was just giving something free enough? Like, what did I need to do to have them stop watching TV and come pay attention to me? It seemed impossible. I was like, what was I missing? I was like, I need a mentor. I need a coach. I need some sort of information. I was like, what is it that's missing? But I knew I couldn't give up. I knew there had to be a way. And in my frustration, in that darkest time, the light shows up. And I was just so frustrated. I was like, why can't I get this to work? And so I realized that there were answers. Maybe a mentor, maybe a coach, maybe someone knew something I didn't. And I realized that the easiest way to find the answers was to read a book. I knew everyone put their best ideas in a book. Is it true? How many of you have had your lives changed by a book? I always read a book before I invest in anyone. If anyone's out there that's successful, I'm going to go read their book. I want to know their story. I want to know who they are. Then I'll go invest in them. I'll go spend $30 on a book and see if they've got good information. I know that people put their best information in their book. And so, by the way, if you haven't got my books, go get my books, right? It's the fastest way to know whether or not I'm someone that you should work with. Go read people's books. So I knew this. So I took action. I went on Amazon. I started searching. Then it occurred to me, this is big. I realized that everyone was successful, had a book. I was like the most obvious thing in the world. I was like, every person that I look up to, everyone who's winning has a freaking book. And I don't know when obvious things just smack you right in the face, but this is so obvious in hindsight. But in the moment, it was such a revelation. I was like, all successful people have a book. Do you know what though? Most of them didn't write their book, but they all have one. The revelation, I wondered, what if? Well, what if I wrote a book? If I had a book, then I'd be seen as an authority, a real expert. I already knew I was one, but it was about how I was being positioned or packaged. See, people could read my book and in their own time decide if I was someone they wanted to give their attention to. And this realization changed my life. If they saw me as an authority, they would want to come to my seminar. And so your problem is the same as what I had. If you have no leads and no authority and no one's listening to you, your message is drowning in a sea of noise, you have to do something different. Does that make sense? You have to do something different. You have to find a way to get ahead of everyone else. Does that make sense? Everyone else is tragically posting more and more and more and more rubbish on social media, and no one's listening. If the next person tells me organic marketing and posting on social media is the way they're going to grow their business, I'm just going to give up. You know, it's like if everyone's doing it, it can't work. You must do something. So we get so much marketing messages every single day, right? Right? Like thousands, over 10,000 a day. How do you cut through that noise? And that's the question we have to ask, right? Like, how do we cut through the noise? And so I want you to think about marketing like fishing. Can I check in? Are you guys enjoying day one, by the way? I hope that I've cut through, but got you going. And who's committed to spending the next 5 days and going through everything that I just showed you and getting that done in the next 5 days, getting super clear? By the way, my promise to you is by the end of 5 days, you'll have your plan written out, right? And you'll be ready to go out there and use a book to build a business, to make money and have passive income. So I want to ask you, what if you thought about marketing like fishing, right? If you think about like fishing, you find the right place to fish, have the right bait and hook. So what is the right place to fish? What is the right bait, right? What is the right hook? The right pond is where your customers are already biting. This is so important to understand, okay? In 2024, that place is online, obviously, right? Everyone's buying online all the time, every minute, okay? If you want to sell golf equipment, you find a golf channel. If you want to sell home decor, you find a home improvement channel. If you want to sell gym equipment, you find a fitness channel. And so luckily, others have already built the channels and you can just advertise on them super easily. Facebook and Google have literally created a system for anyone to be able to run their own advertising agency. It is so exciting. With ads, you can put your message in front of the right person and sell to people who are already interested. So what is the right bait and hook? Well, it has to be something they have to get. It must solve a big problem. So what is the right bait and right hook? Well, it's a book. Obviously, imagine if it was something else. That'd be a real letdown. It's a book. It's a book. Why is a book the best marketing hook? Number one, it will last literally forever. Okay. The Lindy effect is the longer that something's been around, the longer it will continue to go. Books have been around a lot longer than every other form of media. Number two, it will position you as an authority. They will sit with your book on their bedside table and they will literally read your words. They will be invested. You are an authority. You are someone that they are learning from. Number three, we have been conditioned to learn from books and that anyone who's written a book is an authority. We've been conditioned this our whole life, okay? A book is really cheap in relation to the value. Does that make sense? It's cheap in relation to the value, but it also allows upsell because people don't just want the book. In fact, most people just read the first couple of chapters, decide if you're the right person from them, and then they want more from you. True? Who has already read my book and is now here to get more from me? Give me a yes if that's you. Just so I can prove the point. Next, it builds a list of buyers, not just freebie people, okay? By having a book, you have people actually spend $30. I tell you, someone spending $30 versus free is number one, you know it's their correct email address. You know that's their correct mailing address. It's not just some sort of scammy someone out there. You know they're real, okay? It builds a list of real people because the book has to turn up, okay? It educates them to know who you are and how to solve their problem, and they still want more. Information alone is not enough, okay? Don't have to do a video, cold call, or post on social. And everyone who's successful has a book. So you just write a book that solves a problem for your audience. You structure it in a way that gets clarity and they want more from you. So here's a little formula. Someone type this in while I have a sip of tea. Their audience plus your book is unlimited leads. And how many of you want unlimited leads? Now, this is where it gets even more exciting. With a book, you can use the most powerful e-commerce giant to help you. Did you know 40% of every dollar spent online is spent on Amazon? 40%. Isn't that crazy? 6% on Walmart, 4% on Apple, and 3% on eBay. Now, that is $76.7 million per day. That's enough. And what is the number one selling product on Amazon? What is it? What was Amazon built to sell? Books. Literally, you have the number one marketing partner does all the work for you. I do not have copies of my book lying around. I don't have boxes of it even. Because you literally have your book in Amazon with one click. Someone can be having it sent to their house. It gets printed on demand. Also, ebooks can happen as well. Now, if you get reviews, can I just ask, how many of you would love to have Amazon do the marketing for you? Who's ever noticed that down the bottom it says other people who have read this book also bought these other books, right? Who's ever bought another book that was recommended to them, okay? Now, how you get that is by getting good reviews. So it is very, very wise to write a good book. Even if you use AI to help you get the basis sorted and structure it right, you still then want to go in with your genius and write a really good book. Whether you use AI or not, you must write a good book. Tomorrow, I'm going to show you how to write a good book. You must write a good book. If you want to sit there and type it out, you can. If you want help with AI, you can as well. But you must look forward to writing a good book. You must do it, okay? And so the best part, it's free to upload it to Amazon. It's free. They do all the work for you. You get to get out there and send it to people straight away. No cost. Plus, with a book, you can also create additional streams of income, okay? You can create an audiobook. Can I ask, how many of you have actually bought an audiobook? Who's bought an audiobook before? Who can buy an audiobook on Apple? Who can buy it on Audible? Who's bought audiobooks, right? According to Bookstat, audiobook sales dropped 22% in 2021, okay? That is a massive, massive, massive increase, 22%, right? And for a second year, audiobook sales topped that of ebook sales. Print books are still the largest, but audiobooks are coming in fast. So the one book you've got, you can then add an audiobook to it as well. Audiobook sales are growing by billions and billions of dollars. Most people aren't using audiobook marketing very well. In fact, you can then promote your book for free in so many other places. Here's just a few of them. Overdrive, Nook, iTunes, Apple Books, Google Play, Ingram Sparks, 24 Symbols, Hoopla, Author Republic, Scribe, Spotify, Authors Republic, Audiobooks.com, Barnes & Nobles, Draft to Digital, Publish Drive, and there are so many more. And so here are the numbers from our book launch, because on top of all that, you can also run your own ads on Facebook and Google. And you can sell your own book. Can I ask how many of you are convinced that a book is the answer to your marketing problems? Have I convinced you yet? Because when I realized this, I was like, I just need to tell everyone, writing a book is the answer to growing their business, to making money and having financial freedom. It's literally the answer. Here are the numbers from our book. It cost me $24 to sell a book for $5. I lose about $20 to, quote, buy a person, right, to read my book. But they don't stop. They don't stop after reading it. In fact, down the bottom here, you'll see my LTV ROAS, which stands for lifetime value return on ad spend, is 1.14. What that means is for every dollar I spend on ads, I get someone reading my book and $1.14 back. I am paid to get leads. I am paid. People read my book and they want more. How good is that? Paid to get leads. You tell me a system where you get 14% return in a month and is a safer bet than humans wanting to buy books, and I'll give you my money. By the way, it also creates high quality clients for my business. Having a book is the best investment you'll ever make. So here is the exact system that I use. It has multiple web pages linked together to create a sales funnel. Okay. On the first page, I use text only to sell a $4.99 ebook. Okay. Text only, $4.99 ebook. We have found $4.99 to be the perfect no-brainer price for someone to buy an ebook. Then on the next page, I ask them if they would like to add additional products to that order. We offer a 21-day superconscious transformation. They can one-click and add, and I believe it's $29, and they add that. As soon as they add that, then the lead is, $99. So what we do is we get them to get the book super cheap, and then we add another program. How many people do I have here that have programs or products that they would like to offer with their book? Can someone give me a yes if that's true? Somebody, yeah? Do you have products? Yeah. Cool. That's how it's done. So what you do is you get them in on the book, then you ask them for more. Then we give them one more offer on the next page, and I do a video to offer that. Okay. So it steps them through very easy. That is the exact system that I use. Okay. And by the way, those of you who join us for the 90 days coaching, I actually build you that system. So how many of you would love us to build you that system for you? Like have your book, upsells, everything done. We build that included for you so you can use your book to make money, which is great. So the secret to unlimited leads is to write a great book that solves a problem. I've done this in every successful business I've started. Obviously, the two books I've shown you here, You're Not Broken, The Superconscious Path. By the way, none of these books here were done with AI. These were all written. You guys have just got the benefit of writing things faster. How to Become a High-Paid Digital Marketer, The Remote 4-Hour Workday. These built my digital marketing business. The Freedom Business Explosion and the Freedom Business Blueprint were released in 2014 when I first realized this. Here's my wife with her original maiden name. She wrote a book. And so it was, Harriet's Worth, Be Your Best. This was released in 2015. And I had a business helping men with confidence and dating. That was the business we built around there. Then I have the Effective Entrepreneur book, the Superconscious Life Planning System. I have to say, I have done this with many books. And now, finally, my latest book that was written by AI. And I've got it here in my hands. How to Become a High-Paid AI Consultant. Is that cool? How to Become an AI Consultant. Because I believe helping people to use AI is going to free up humanity to do what matters most, to heal, to live in our hearts, and to be able to finally create what we're supposed to be. So I've just released that book. It's going really, really well, and I'm thrilled to tell you about it. So the best thing is that once you know how to structure a book, AI can do most of the writing for you. Now, can I ask, how many of you want to write the book yourself? Type in me if you want to write the book yourself. That's important to you. Yeah. And how many of you want to use AI to write your book? Type in an A for AI. See, it doesn't matter. I don't mind which one. No one's going to mind in the end. You're the one that gets to decide. And type in a B for both. You want to use a bit of AI, do some research. So the key is at the end of the day, you need to be happy and proud of your book. Does that make sense? You need to be happy and proud of your book. And so you can use AI, you can use yourself to write, but I think that a combination is best. And so my question to you is, do you agree that writing a book will solve your problem that you turned up to for this 5-day challenge? Will writing a book solve other problems in your business? So here is your action items. If you want to stay focused on creating a great 5 days, number one, decide to write a high profit book. Now, you could write a legacy book, a memoir, a bunch of other books in the future. But in my opinion, the number one book we should focus on writing is the one that will allow us to have the money and financial freedom to then go write those other books. So it's up to you, but my prayer, my focus is to have everyone here to decide to write a high profit book, to have a book that's making you $10,000, $20,000 a year, whatever it is, $1,000 a month, $500 a week. So can I ask, who can make that decision to write a book that makes them money, to supplement their life, to supplement their income, even if it's just a few thousand dollars a month? Can you make that decision?
Okay.
Step two is start researching ideas. Now, if you would like to get the shortcut, we have the VIP option. If you get the VIP, you get access to all the tools that I was showing you. You will get all the links to go and get involved in those. Plus, in the VIP, you get a 4-hour training with me on how to get your book idea and research clear. So could someone on my team type in the VIP link for those who want it? So you can go and do that. And number three, can we get some energy in the Facebook group? If you want to get some good energy, some good support, jump in the Facebook group and share some of your thoughts. What I would love is I'd just love lots of good energy. You know, like if you go post in there some of your top takeaways from today, that would be great. Today was the introductory to our 5 days. My goal was to have you clear and focused on writing a high profit book. So tomorrow we'll go into exactly how to structure and create emotional clarity. Then we'll go through Millionaire Mindshift, high profit formula, and then a 12-week plan. So how many of you are excited for a great 5 days? And I think day one has got ticked. So jump in the Facebook group, go get the VIP package, check your email tomorrow, same time, same place. I'll talk about how to use emotion and clarity and structure a book in the right way. I love you all so much. We're going to have a great week together. I'm thrilled to be here sharing this. This book changed my life. I know it changed a lot of people's lives on here, but this book is worth millions. And if you can write yourself a book, you know, I think it was John Lennon turned to McCartney and he said, "We're going to write ourselves a swimming pool." And he wrote a song and it made them far more than a swimming pool. If you write yourself a great book, you know, you can write yourself into financial freedom and it doesn't take much, especially with AI. Love you all so much. See you tomorrow.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm so grateful that you have. If you'd like to learn more about becoming a super conscious entrepreneur and becoming a self-made millionaire, then head over to my website where you can get a free newsletter. You can download my book, You're Not Broken or The Super Conscious Path, consciouseducationcompany.com.